going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
All right, you're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. We'll get to this list of coach quarterback combos here in a second, but we were just talking about the surprises of the 2025 baseball season, a third of the way through, and one of the things that came up on the YouTube page, again, appreciate them to the Mo Karam Injury Lawyers for the live streams both on YouTube and Twitch. Gray Mantle on the YouTube said, last time I remember someone going for 400 was George Brett. That obviously George Brett went for it. He fell short.
He fell a little bit short.
Just as Luis Arraez did, what was it last year or two when in which he started in Miami and then he got traded. I can't recall.
And this is all revolving around Aaron Judge.
Yeah, just
flirting with 400, a third of the way through.
And another one of the ones, the national ones, the mm-hmm. MLB, all the way around the majors ones that didn't pop up that I was surprised is just the reimagination, the rebirth of Javi Baez.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, how did that not pop up somewhere? Because that has been a shock and a half. But that made me go and look at the people, the last time that we actually saw a 400 hitter like for the entirety of a season. And you threw out Ted Williams, who, I mean, that has historically been the case that we've talked about. He 406 in 1941 for the Red Sox. But then remember, with the addition of the Negro Leagues statistics into recognized as major league statistics,
mm-hmm.
now the most recent actual 400 for the entire season is Josh Gibson, who's one of the greatest hitters of all time for the Homestead Grays. You want to know what he hit that season in
43? 1943, I'm going to say...
It clearly starts with a 4.
Yeah, 409.
Higher.
Wow. 416.
Higher.
Well, now you got to tell me.
466.
Well, he's getting a hit.
Good Lord.
466 is what Josh Gibson hit.
They weren't intentional walking.
They should have.
They should have been intentional.
Yes.
They should have been
every
intentional
trip.
Hitting with a bat at that point.
Yeah, I'll be
Josh
like, hey, just go on the first base. Don't even come to home plate.
Yeah.
Just go to first.
And just like get right over there. Don't even bring
don't even go
there.
To the batter box.
That's hilarious. All right, so now let's talk about these quarterback coaching duos. Where does D'Amico Ryans and C.J. Stroud, where should they rank when it comes to this 2025 season? I think that this is an interesting look, especially because these are the two parts of any team that you would imagine are the most important, right? Like, those mm-hmm. are the places that you go. These guys have the strongest – sorry, a text just came in that I don't even know how to digest. that have the largest portion of why a team is successful if you were to do that. They're not the end-all, be-all by
that's
any
accurate.
Means. No, I know, but yeah. it just made me laugh. And that's the thing, is I don't know why it made me laugh. That's my point. But yeah, when it comes to this, where would you imagine, without even looking at this, if I just had to separate this out in thirds?
Yeah.
This thirds.
And I did not look at this. Is one of those where I intentionally don't want to see it.
Top third, middle third, lower third. And I'll kind of separate it, or maybe like top 10, middle 10, and then lower 12.
No, we'll do thirds. And this is not a shot. I'm thinking quarterback, head coach, you know, pairings. You have to have an offensive-minded head coach to really rank highly, I'm guessing. And again, I haven't looked at this, so I'm going to say – he is respected, so I'm not going to say bottom third. I'm going to say middle third.
Figgy, you got a guess on this?
I'm going to say middle of the pack.
Okay. Yeah, middle third.
All right. You're both correct.
Mm-hmm.
They have the Houston Texans combo ranked 12th.
Yeah.
Here's the
That's actually higher than I thought. Mm-hmm. I was thinking around 16.
Interesting.
15, okay. 16. Mm-hmm.
Here is, and mind you, it's worth noting, though, mm-hmm. I think when you acknowledge they do this yearly, and last year they were ranked 4th. So this is the write-up in a segment that I like to call reading. Mm-hmm. After a tremendous rookie season, Stroud struggled through his sophomore campaign, mostly because only two teams gave up more sacks than the Texans. In 17 games, Stroud threw for 3,727 yards and 20 touchdowns against 12 interceptions, helping the Houston Texans win its second consecutive AFC South title. Back-to-back, defensively, the Texans ranked 4th in yards per play, with Ryan's overseeing a group loaded on the front and back ends. Mm-hmm. So it seems like the thing that they're using to try and knock this team, at least when it comes to the larger ranking, and we can talk about the teams that they have over, or the pairings rather they have over the Texans, is the Stroud struggle year.
Mm-hmm.
If we can even call it that. I feel nasty even calling it a struggle year because we understand the factors that made it look as such.
I don't know how I feel about this because I'm thinking quarterback coach duos, you know, they're really knocking down D'Amico Ryans for the offensive line play, basically. You know, and I don't understand. I guess because he's the guy kind of, you know, doing what he can with the groceries, as they say. But I don't know if I agree with that. I'm thinking quarterback coach duo is like an offensive minded guy versus, you know, with the quarterback.
Yeah. And I found that to be very interesting, especially because let's put this in comparison. Who do you think is number one?
Oh, that would be Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes.
Easily. Number two, I wonder if you get
Sirianni and Hurts.
No, they actually go Ravens duo, Harbaugh, Jackson. Mm. Three is Rams, interestingly enough, McVay, Stafford. And I wonder if that gives you some level of hope considering Nick Haley's, mm-hmm. you know, if he's able to bring some of that experience or what have you to this offense, which is what we've talked mm-hmm. about. This is where we might start getting some people mad. Number four, mm-hmm. the Los Angeles Chargers, Jim Harbaugh, Justin Herbert.
Where did that come from? How did that happen?
I mean, did they have a great offense last year? Or
they have Justin Herbert ranked as the 8th quarterback and Harbaugh as the 7th coach.
Oh, okay. They're looking at it completely different than I am.
So they're looking at the coaching rankings and the quarterback ranking, kind of mashing it together.
Yeah, they're mashing the. So like,
okay, gotcha.
I thought like as in jibing together.
No, but that is basically what's happening here, right? Like even for the Texans, they have D'Amico Ryan 17th mm-hmm. compared to C.J. Stroud at 7th.
No, but what I'm saying, I thought like the way they work together to build that offense and play, you know, play that way, not like. How good is the coach? How good is the
I was thinking about throwing both of those lists away. And what do you feel about D'Amico and CJ Perrin?
Yeah. Okay. Well, I can.
Yeah,
I
but
can
even still having Justin Herbert as like the 8th quarterback, right?
Immediately after
CJ Stroud.
Yeah.
Considering the circumstances that you had,
mm-hmm.
And then also like I guess the question I have to ask in some of these circumstances. Do you believe that Jim Harbaugh is 10 spots better than D'Amico Ryans as head coach?
That's the thing, man. Like, I think he's a good coach for sure. But, I mean, is he that good right now?
Based on track record, I have to say yes. 3 conference championships.
For Jim Harbaugh?
Yeah.
I mean, but in this particular circumstance?
I'm talking about right now, though.
Like, and then I think,
right now, you ranking the coaches. Is he a top 10 coach?
And I think the interesting question is, I guess, the inverse one, why is D'Amico Ryans ranked as a bottom half of the league head coach?
Now, that I totally disagree with.
Yeah.
But if the question is, do you think Harbaugh is 10 spots better than, I mean, it pains me to say, but look at what he's done. Look at what he's done as an NFL head coach.
So where would you rank D'Amico as a coach? Because, I mean, looking at this, Dan Quinn is put as a 14th rank. Zach Taylor of the Bengals is ranked as the 16th rank. So obviously Nick Sirianni, 13th. Dan Campbell as 11th. All these guys and their teams and that these pairings have put them above the Texans. And it feels like, obviously, D'Amico, you could easily point to the defense, but that's not the entirety of the job. What mm-hmm. do you think they're knocking D'Amico on? And maybe what are the places that D'Amico maybe needs to take some progress this season in order to make, I mean, obviously this list is one mm-hmm. thing to make the Texans outcome better, but more importantly, to be able to help progress this Texans team to where you need to be, which is a legitimate Super Bowl contender this season.
I think what they're knocking, to answer your first part there, I think what they're knocking D'Amico on is an obvious, even though, you know, they won 10 games, it was an obvious step back. You know, they didn't take a step forward. For whatever reason you want to pick, and they haven't advanced. I mean, they haven't advanced to a conference championship, which was a kind of one of the things that people would mention or whatever. I think they're knocking him on that. And the other part of,
could it also be like staff selection?
I was just going to say the other part that is important for to remember here is they've had all that turnover already on the offensive side. Like he got it wrong.
He said all that. two guys turnover. Obviously important turnover here, but yeah, I think that's really really intriguing to me because it highlights the some of the places in which D'Amico Ryans has gotten a lot of love, and it felt like he got a lot of love. I mean, after year one, and then really in as we went through year two, but there are people that are looking at D'Amico Ryans and maybe not looking at C.J. Stroud in the same way, but saying, hey, D'Amico, we need you to prove it outside of just being a really good defense coordinator. Can you be the guy that is overseeing this to make sure that you have a good offense?
Yeah, I think that's part of it.
Can you be a guy that makes sure that this, the hierarchy goes all the way together? Mm-hmm. I think one of the things that we've mentioned at times, but maybe we don't necessarily hold against D'Amico, and I'm not saying that we should per se, some of those decision-making in games as well. Like there was instances where I don't think that these were the things that lost you games per se, out and out, but these were things that definitely were little things that add to making the margin center, which is making sure at the ends of quarters that you make the right decisions and making sure that having the right decision on when to go in some of these fourth down circumstances. I think that those are some of the things that around the margins can be incredibly helpful. That it seems like D'Amico Ryans, I don't know if I want to say is bad at, but I don't think that he is great at as well. And I'd love to see some level of development for him there.
I think that's possible. Ultimately, this comes down to the offense didn't answer the bell. And D'Amico Ryans was the head coach. And so they dropped him on that. It is interesting. I mean, they had Sirianni, what'd you say, 13th?
Yeah. And Sirianni.
That's almost silly. You don't have to like Sirianni.
I was like, don't talk to me about that. Oh, as in too low?
Yeah, too low. Yeah.
He should be top 10.
Yeah. You don't have to like the guy. You can think he's a weirdo. You can not like the way he interacts with fans. and think that you can think whatever you want about him. Come on. I mean, they won the Super Bowl.
Now, is this a Jalen Hurts thing, too?
No, Jalen Hurts is ninth, so that would put him behind CJ and who was the eighth one? And Herbert in there. And I Jalen Hurts is going to be in that place as well as, some of the other players that we talk about in this way where he's just going to be constantly questioned on how good of a quarterback he is. And I guess for him, his ultimate answer would be scoreboard. Yeah. Or in this instance, look at this ring right here that I got, right? Mm-hmm. Maybe that's going to be his response or whatever. The Sirianni thing is interesting because you could say that, like, he got the job done, and he did. Like, I can never take that away from him, damned as I may be to get him to a place where I don't necessarily love him as a head coach, especially because it feels like this is a circumstance that is built where they are good because of their or like their executive and the way the team's built. Mm-hmm. They're also good in part because of their coordinators and the selection there. And it feels like that is also an executive decision to some degree, to where I wonder how much his personal impact is there. But you have to give him credit that he is the man running the show.
This is what I'm not gonna say changed my mind, because I'm not his biggest fan as a head coach. But I think where he really earned his stripes, that team could have gone completely off the rails after a 2-2 start. Somehow, some way, that had nothing to do with coordinators. It had nothing to do with the general manager. It was the head coach somehow, some way, getting them to buy in. And then they went 13-2, something like that. So you have to give him credit for that.
They were
favorite. They were 2-2.
Even the noise,
off the rails.
Even the noise that was coming out from the locker room. Yeah. Like I thought it was a chance he was going to get let go.
It was talked about. So at some level, you got to say, all right, however he did it. They bought in.
They did buy in. Yeah. They steadied the ship. I think there is something to be said, though, for an organization that is that well run, and for you to have that much talent to have to steady the ship, to have the ship, the water.
But the head coach is the guy
point.
That does it.
No, you're right. No, but my thing about it is, as much as you're giving credit for it on the back end, which I don't think you're wrong about, I do have questions as to why the waters got as choppy as they did on the front end with a circumstance that probably should be a lot clearer. But of course, I'm being a hater here. speaking of hating, would you like to do a little hating on the AFC South? Where do you think some of these other teams in the AFC South?
Oh boy, this is gonna be fun.
Ranked.
This is gonna be fun.
Where would you like to start? Would you like to start with the Jacksonville Jaguars?
Duval.
They got to be 20. Like the rest of the AFC South got to be.
I'm with you. I'm gonna say 22.
In the 20s.
22. You say where you throwing this up here?
I'm gonna say. You know what? I think I'm gonna say around 19.
The closer of the answers is Lopez is 23rd in the league, the Jacksonville Jaguars, with Liam Cohen being 29. I mean, he's new
head coach.
Trevor Lawrence is a 17. He's ranked 17th.
That's fair.
Okay, that's fair.
It is fun to see them actually find a space where now they're being ranked in a way that seems to or him specifically. The sheen has and the luster has worn off of
Titans.
Him. Titans, where do you think they rank?
I'm gonna say 19 on that one.
Okay. Oh, so higher than the Jaguars. Okay.
I'm gonna say respectfully 25th.
Okay. The closer in that answer, Figgy Fig.
Okay.
30th.
Oh, ooh, wow, man.
30th with Brian Callahan and Cam Ward coming in as the 28th best in both instances.
Man.
Yikes. And then Colts.
I'm gonna say that's probably around 25th.
22. No, I said 22 already. 21.
The closest, Figgy Fig, you win the challenge. You win the AFC South challenge, Figgy Fig. 24th is where they are. Anthony Richardson considered the starter here, a 30th. He's bringing down the property values around here. Shane Steichen is 18th. So, yeah, that's also.
They all in the 20s, pretty much.
And do you think that just like the 8-3-2 here, that is maybe why D'Amico Ryans is not getting enough love, just the division itself also is not of a challenge to give him a level of credit? I don't know.
They ain't looking at the AFC titles 2 years in a row like
back
that.
Back to back.
They don't care about that.
Yeah.
I'm very interested to see, one, like, you know, how that progresses this season. And two, like, maybe what the opportunities for growth are for D'Amico. Because I don't think we talk about it a lot for D'Amico. But I think that there probably are still opportunities for growth for him as a head coach, as a head man with this thing. I'm interested to see what it looks like for your Texans. All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, it's typically the time where we hand things off to Figgy Fig for Figgy's mixtape. What you got for us, Fig?
Yeah, man. So I just want to let y'all know some celebrities that got out of prison per the president. And the Florida Panthers, they've been in the news a little bit. They're going back to the Stanley Cup Finals. And somebody from Carolina who played for the Panthers was at the game, and he had a damn good time.
Okay, all right. Let's have a little fun with that. Next.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that That is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Yep, it's the Mixtape and the Loop Sports Radio 610. It's your man Figgy Fig holding it down. On a Friday, happy Friday to everyone out there. Just a quick little update on the inmates that escaped the New Orleans prison.
Yes, yes, please.
Currently, right now, they
that
are...
sounds so desperate, damn.
Because I got to know.
Yeah, I need it. Well,
the
currently, right now, they are still on the loose, but they upped the reward to $50,000 each.
Oh, wow. What was the reward before? Do you know?
I want to say it might have been $25,000.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
Yeah. So they upped it to $50,000.
Who's still out there?
So Antoine Messi is still out
that
there,
guy,
and Derrick Rose,
the mastermind, yeah. Mastermind, and that's then
the
Derrick Rose,
the guy with the tattoos.
Yeah. Yeah,
still out there. Derrick Rose is still out there. I'll keep y'all updated whenever I get some more news.
Okay.
Speaking of prison and all that stuff, President Trump pardoned a few folks the other day, mm-hmm. and it was making the rounds. So Todd and Julie Chrisley.
They know best.
Yep. Chrisley know best. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Chrisley knows best.
Is that the one that be popping up on like USA?
Yes.
I never really watched it. I'm just familiar with this.
Oh, I haven't watched it, but I've seen it many times because there's a few things that I watch on USA. So like Premier League soccer will happen on a Saturday or Sunday on USA. Mm-hmm. And then after that, when I forget to change the channel, it'll roll into I'm like, what is this?
The reason I can't stand Todd and Julie Chrisley. I can't stand them. This is why. It's nothing personal or anything. My wife is a big fan of this show, and I wasn't familiar with this show too much until, I want to say, 2020.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was the end of 2020, or I can't remember, but...
what happened in 2020?
I had COVID.
Yeah.
This is when I first had COVID, mm-hmm. and me and my wife had COVID, so we was in the bed the whole time.
Watching.
Yes. Oh, my God. Like, episode after episode, we was watching. I want to say it came on Peacock.
Mm-hmm.
So she was just rolling through every season, man. Just steady. I felt like I was just in a dream. Mm-hmm. Like, that theme song and everything. I'm just like, man, I'm.
So she made you smoke 100 pack. Like, that's what you just got sick of it because of.
Yeah, I was just sick. I was literally sick and got sick of the show because that was the only thing playing. And I was in the bed just going back and forth to the bathroom. I wasn't really doing nothing but in the bed and that damn show was playing.
Mm-hmm.
So I just got so tired of that show. I don't know. I just couldn't stand it. I really didn't understand the show to begin with, man.
Yeah, but what is their claim to fame? Part of my ignorance.
I want to say real estate. Was it real estate?
I believe it was.
I think it was a lot of real estate type stuff.
Yes. Man, we'll put you on TV for anything now, won't you?
Dude. Yeah. It's very popular, though, man.
I mean, I'm not denying that. There's a lot of people, especially as we've continued to, like, democratize the internet and stuff, where it's just like, hey, you can find some notoriety for anything.
Yeah.
And there are little pockets of fans for all sorts of different people. Yeah. I'm just like, oh, okay, there's just going to be things that I don't know that are probably still some level of importance.
So yeah, but I'm sure they probably going to get another shot at a show or something like that.
They commit bank fraud, wire fraud, tax evasion, secured more than $30 million in loans on false pretenses.
Damn.
Yeah.
But that white-collar joint. Shout out.
Yeah, so they free NBA YoungBoy rapper.
Mm-hmm.
He was also pardoned. Now, Larry Hoover.
Wait, you just going to skip by? What an NBA young boy? Because I don't even, like, look.
He always doing something.
That's
man.
Exactly. I don't know what he got.
Yeah, that's the reason why I skipped by. He was back and forth to jail all the time.
You say he going
to
get another one?
Yeah. I'm want to reference Dave Chappelle, his skit. he right back in the, you know what? Larry Hoover, who was not pardoned, but he was commuted.
As in Big Meech?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, it's funny you said that because so he got some years knocked off his sentence. He was not pardoned, so he's still in jail,
which should probably speak to the level of dastardliness. I guess, for lack of a better word.
I'm sure you're probably wondering what did he get knocked off. So President Trump commuted 6 federal life sentences for him. Probably like, oh, okay, how much time he got left? Well, he still got to serve the remainder of his 200 years.
Oh, okay.
Right. Oh,
he's got 200 left.
So he didn't commute like all the remainder. Yeah. It's just like, I'm going to knock off this little extra.
He commuted the 6 federal life sentences.
Oh, does he have state charges? Is that what happened?
Yeah,
I guess so. Yeah, guess. So he got 200 years. So I'm guessing. I mean, he ain't getting out no time.
He got an honorary degree. I'm guessing. You can't do nothing with this, but hey, yeah.
I'm guessing they probably moving him to like close to the family or something like that.
That's it. So maybe that's worth something. I bet.
Yeah, maybe that's the win. Mm-hmm. And y'all probably wonder who the hell is Larry Hoover?
Oh, he's a bad dude.
He's a former gangster and street gang kingpin. And is the founder of the Gangster Disciples, which started in Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
And I brought this up to my wife because she don't know anything. She don't know, like,
wow. You said that real reckless.
Not anything.
You know, my wife, she doesn't know.
Nah, she be in her own little corner. Yeah. So she don't know anything that's happening in entertainment like this. So I told her, I'm like, oh, I brought up Larry Hoover.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, wait, Larry Hoover? Big Meech? Larry?
She knew.
So she knew this.
I think I'm Big Meech. Oh. Larry Hoover, whipping work, hallelujah.
That's the only reason she knew who Larry Hoover was because of the song. Yeah, so.
Hey, it counts.
Yeah, it counts. Yeah, so.
Yeah.
Salute to her.
Mm-hmm.
Salute to her.
Salute to her.
Yeah, she knew something because usually.
She knew a thing.
Hey, I usually be bringing this stuff up and she have no clue.
Yeah.
So, yeah, she kind of knew. She was a little excited about
it. So she knew at least two of the people that got the presidential.
Yeah.
She's like, oh, the Chrisley's back? Hey, we in there.
Oh, she knew that one.
Yeah.
So, so it was an NHL action going on last night, or a couple nights ago, too.
Mm-hmm.
The Florida Panthers, they beat the Carolina Hurricanes 5-3 to win the series, and they'll be in the Stanley Cup Finals again, facing on
the Oilers. Edmonton Oilers.
Yeah,
sending the Stars home.
Yep. Yeah, man. So it's gonna be a repeat of last year.
Oh boy, the Oilers beat the mess out of them Stars.
Yeah, they did.
Series long, in fact.
Yeah. So salute to Kenny Albert, man.
Mm-hmm.
So
yes,
Kenny Albert, he had a milestone for he actually got second. He's actually second all time in national TV calls with 1,482,
mm-hmm.
and he passed a guy by the name of Marv Albert.
That's kind of shocking.
It doesn't seem Kenny Albert's 57. It doesn't feel like that.
Yeah. So here's Marv Albert, pretty much giving the message to his son Kenny on the TNT pregame show.
Hi, I'm Kenny's dad, Marv. And ever since Kenny was a kid, he'd have this thing about milestones. How many wins consecutively he'd get in Monopoly, how many goals he'd score in street hockey, how many hamburgers he'd eat at one sitting. Very sad. But how about 1,481 consecutive national games? Those are the stats that he's offering up. Kenny, congratulations. You are the Cal Ripken of sports broadcasting history on the national level.
That's pretty cool.
That's dope.
Yeah.
That's cool. It was kind of cool hearing Marv Albert again too, man. I kind of miss Marv Albert a little bit.
I was gonna say that, but yeah, absolutely, that one hit me. Like just here, especially considering the NBA is leaving TNT, which for me is more of what I think about with Marv Albert, and I understand. Look at me, youthful, soaring with my ignorance or what have you. No, I know NBA on NBC like that, especially with that coming back as well.
Yeah.
Like hearing Marv Albert takes you to that place. And so just hearing his voice absolutely did that for me. But, of course, I don't want to steal the moment. Shout out to Kenny Albert, man.
Yeah.
That is, and it's funny because Kenny Albert he just does not hit me in the same place as some other broadcasters because it's a lot of hockey in there.
Yeah.
And, I mean, I'm not watching Rangers hockey like that or what have you. Mm-hmm. But, no, he's, damn good at what he does.
Yeah, man. Salute to Kenny Albert for the milestone.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots
and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire. The fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus TNC supply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
All right, I'm going to stick with this same game. So Carolina Panthers receiver Xavier Legette.
Oh, our favorite. One of our favorites.
He actually went, I want to say this was his first NHL hockey game. So he was at the Carolina Hurricanes game versus the Florida Panthers. And here is Xavier mic'd up a little bit. And let's just get some popcorn and enjoy this.
Hey, I'm on the glass. Hey, you ain't telling me the hockey balls go flying over here. Boy, these folks going crazy, boy. Hey, yeah, they doing that thing. Boy, he got down there cold like, boy, right in front of you, boy.
Were those words?
Hell no. This is my first time seeing this.
He is right on the glass, too.
God, I got scared of hell, boy. I got scared of hell, boy. Yeah. I ain't know when you like this, boy. My best time. No. Come on, Kynes. Come on, Mike. Come on.
Just a little defense,
Kynes. I ain't gonna lie. I'm gonna be back to one of these.
I'm gonna be back to one of these.
I feel like this is the number one seed of the cross sports matchups of like having one sports athletes. It's always the football players at the hockey game.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
Sometimes you get the basketball players at the hockey game, but it's just like the fish out of water nature of it that mm-hmm. seems to happen. Because it's not like none of the football players been to hockey games, but the ones that they find are always that. And so, yes, this is the highlight. But then, obviously, it's a different level with Xavier. How long before we just get an Xavier Legette simulcast of some sport?
Oh, or just a reality show.
I don't know that I mean, I'll watch it. Don't get me wrong. But I feel like I need a simulcast because just like the natural reactions to mm-hmm. something happening from him are hilarious.
I think, yeah, a reality show might be good. I don't know, but
eating
I feel,
raccoon.
No, I feel like what they're doing with Jameis Winston with the social media thing. Mm-hmm. I feel maybe it could be a little too early because he just got in the league, so he probably got to play a little more and stuff. But eventually, I think he do have. I don't want to say a little Jameis Winston in him, but just that star quality, just whatever you do, yeah, it's just
it's going to be entertaining.
It's amazing. Yeah. Like you are so you are that entertaining. You could just go to a restaurant and people will enjoy your commentary.
The best part of that video is like he actually at one point turns around and apologizes to the fans behind him
because
he's like, I am out of control. I realize it, but I've never been to one of these before.
I ain't going to lie. They did look a little irritated.
They paid good money for them.
Yeah. But maybe they didn't know who he was.
At the end, they were laughing because they're like, oh, that's Xavier Legette. He's never been to look at this fool.
Yeah.
He's just jumping around.
I think they probably didn't know who that was at the time. Yeah. But
they might not but he's just so genuine.
Yeah. Yeah, towards the end, I think they put him up on the screen and he signed the footballing through it. So I think towards the end they were kind of having a blast with him.
But he was like apologizing. I'm sorry, this is awesome.
Yeah.
And that's the distinction for me between I looked up at the TV, they talking about the Commanders in their you know offseason and put Laramie Tunsil how he's not at, you know, OTAs. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And they put a video of him being walked back into CJ's lap a little bit. No, I mean he did not lose the rep, I want to be honest, but it was just like, oh, you didn't have to do that to that man.
Yeah.
But back to Xavier Legette, I feel like the distinction between him and Jameis for me is like Jameis, even though he is like being genuine, you can see him kind of like leaning into the camera.
Oh, yeah, a little extra genuine.
Xavier don't feel like he leaning into nothing right now. Like, this is just like,
that's him.
I am this dude. Mm-hmm. Y'all seem to find it funny that I'm country and say quaint folksy things. Mm-hmm. So, all right, cool, we can do this. But it does not feel like he's trying to add a little extra jelly, which kind of makes it even better. It's like, this is this dude, and we're just kind of happy to experience
it. Yeah, that's why I think it could work better than Jameis a little bit, man, because this is a genuine guy.
Yeah.
He'll probably take you to his neck of the woods, mm-hmm. and, hey, this is how I live life.
Yeah.
And, hey, let me cook some dinner for you. Got some raccoon on the stove right now. I feel like that would be so entertaining. I know it's a little early in his career.
Probably going to be in the works.
Yeah, I definitely think it's going to be in the works. Mm-hmm. Give it a couple more years once he gets settled as a player and all that stuff.
Yeah.
Then I think I could see him having a career, especially on social media.
I want to have him on one of these simulcasts like ESPN will do when like a national championship game is happening. Just put him on like the college basketball simulcast with like some coaches where they're trying to give actual analysis. He's like, hey man, them boys, they're out here hooping. I just need it. I need it in my veins.
Yeah, no, for sure, for sure.
All right, there you go. That's the Figgy's mixtape every weekday right here on Sports Radio 610, 1:20 p.m. At the Figgy Fig on social media if you see something mixtape worthy or if you just see some Xavier Legette clips that you want to send to him. I'm sure he'll be happy.
By the way, shout out to Josh. Josh, he actually sent me this clip.
Okay.
So, we got people sending me stuff for real at the Figgy Fig.
That's what
we want. He actually DM'd me this. So big shout out to Josh.
There you go. You're gonna get the shout out too. You love to see it. All right. Coming up next, we get ready to hand things off to the fellas of the Drive out there on the 610 Crawfish Tour stop today. We'll talk to them next. Yeah, it's been a very fun Friday here in the Loop on Sports Radio 610. John Lopez, Reginald Atula, Figgy Fig, all thank you for hanging out with us to this point. You're not done for the day. Your Friday gets even better as we're going to hand things off to the fellas of the Drive here shortly. They are out at, and correct me if I'm wrong here, Fig, it's the Crafty Crab?
Yep.
Crafty Crab.
I keep getting ready to say Krusty Krab.
I mean, that's probably why my brain refused to accept it because I was like, you're going to say Krusty Krab.
Yeah.
No, it's the Crafty Crab out there in Fonjan. I think I might pop out and see the fellas as well because I've heard that the crawdads are real good.
We'll take the club.
The club. I'm still amazed that y'all out here in the year of our Lord 2025 using the club.
It is a very active area over there, though. I ain't gonna lie.
Oh, that's good.
So yeah, Ron definitely gonna have to hit that. So beep that, beep.
Yeah.
I bet he tried to see. Can I park in the back? Can I park over here where they can't see it from the street? I don't know. No, but I'm just kidding. Go out and see the fellas. I think I'm gonna try and get out there as well. All right, a few things to handle before we talked to them fine folks. By the way, we weren't able to talk to our guy Ben Olsen, but it is worth noting that, you know, they've had a good week, the Dynamo have, including
big win at Yankee Stadium.
Huge win against NYCFC on Wednesday. We mentioned that, a big 3-0 that has them sitting in playoff position at this point. Still far off in the playoffs, but just a salute to them making some changes and getting themselves on a better place. But because of that win and the way that they play, Ben Olsen, the head coach, but then also cornerback Femi Awudesu, and then forward Gabe Seagal, who scored, he had a brace himself in that game. They were named to the MLS Team of the Match Day. So shout out to all the Dynamo showing out. They're back in town tomorrow, facing off against, and of course, as soon as I was going to say that, I forgot exactly who they're playing against. They're playing Sporting KC. That's right. They're playing Sporting Kansas City at Shell Energy Stadium on Saturday. It's Kick Cancer Night, so if you want to get involved in that, there you go. You can do that as well. So shout out to the Dynamo for getting that done. But then also,
you got to spell a word.
I do have to spell a word. We've been talking about this all day because yesterday the Scripps National Spelling Bee was held, and Faison, and I forgot his name, his last name, I believe is Zaki, if my memory serves, 11-year-old out of Georgia. He won this whole shebang, and he won it by spelling this word:
A Claire C. Small.
A Claire C. Small.
A Claire C. Small.
And. You said you think you could nail it. Our program director came in after the first segment when we were talking this morning and said, oh, yeah, this is how you spell it. I was like, wow. Can you do it?
I doubt myself. I have a lot of
doubt
myself right now.
4 hours to figure it out.
And I know, you know what
did
I did?
Google?
No, not at all. I psyched myself out because I've gone through various permutation of, okay, is it going to be one of them words with a lot of extra letters that kind of operate? Is this going to be one of those ones that's a little bit more straightforward? So I am going to just go ahead and hit this here.
All right.
And I'm probably going to get it wrong.
I got it on my phone here.
I'm probably going to get it wrong. You have to make sure you look it up. I still don't know. Yeah, actually, let's go through the whole permutation. Can you use it in a sentence again for me?
Well, I have the definition first.
Okay, what's the definition?
An enlightening explanation of something, typically someone's conduct that has been hitherto inexplicable.
Okay, all right. Did you ever find the language of origin? Did we ever get that?
Do you want the language of origin? I have that too.
Yes, if you don't mind.
French.
Okay, I did suss that out. Did I not get that right? Yeah, I got that right. Okay, very good. And then use it in a sentence if you don't mind.
That particular item, there was much éclaircissement in how they explained it.
Okay. That's right. That's right. 100%. All right. So this is how I prove that I definitely had no business in the spelling bee. One that I think I lost my sixth grade spelling bee. I didn't even end up.
I thought it was fifth grade. I remember it fifth grade.
No, fifth grade was Parker. Parker was a fifth grade.
No,
champion.
I was fifth grade too, I think.
Oh, okay. Yeah, well, I had.
I don't think I ever had a spelling bee.
Yeah.
I don't think our school had one.
Hey, Figgy, let's do a little side, not bet, but let's do a little side action here.
Oh, y'all don't want to bet on me. I bet you.
Is he going to get it? Number one. If he doesn't get it, how many letters until he misses?
Ooh.
Is he going to get it? First of all.
I'm going to say, I don't know, man.
Ooh, hey,
because I feel like Reggie is a very smart guy.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, y'all give me too much credit, bro.
I think he's going to kind of screw up a little early.
All right, so how many
because
letters
I think the early part going to get him.
How many letters until he gets it wrong?
I'm going to say four.
I'm going to say eight.
Okay, so I know where you're looking at that you think I'm going to mess this up. I know where you're looking at. All right.
Here we go. A Claire C. Small.
E.
I can't tell you until you're wrong.
Well, yeah, I know, right. C. L. A. I. R. S. Damn it.
Do we have the winner?
Yes, we do.
All right. A Claire C.
C L A I R C I S S E M E N T.
That is correct.
Oh, I'd have gotten cooked. Oh, my goodness. I'd have gotten whooped.
You
by
had
that
other
one.
Ones wrong?
No, I did not have all that.
So, how many letters until he got it?
He got it wrong on the sixth letter.
Okay.
He did S instead of C.
Okay. All right. So yeah.
How did you have it spelled?
That is wild. Not like that. I'll tell you that. Not like that. No need to take any more L's than I already have. So shout out to.
He actually had an L in it, which is interesting.
Yeah. Shout out to Faison Zika.
Yeah.
Yes. For winning the spelling bee because spelling bee is sport as well.
Mm-hmm.
So that was very fun. All right. Some other things before we talk to the fellas of the drive, and of course I wrote myself a note that I don't even know what it means. Okay, so one thing I will say, and I hope I'm not digging too much into these fine fellas and their work, our guy Clint Sterner of the drive, he was out there at OTAs earlier, so I'm looking forward to hearing his firsthand account of his takeaways from OTAs today. But one of the things, because he did kind of send some notes out on his social media, of course, at Clint Sterner on Twitter. And one of the things I thought was very intriguing that he threw up there after watching OTAs, when he talked about offense, I didn't want to talk about this. He mentioned that Jake Andrews is getting significant run as the first center, which mm-hmm. I think that that leans into something that you've talked about. You've kind of felt yeah. that he is that guy.
Mm-hmm.
Trent Brown. Trent Brown is not practicing, but he's present in Ariante Urshery's ear.
That is obviously, you know, a tackle, a right tackle. You know, that you figure Urshery is going to, even though he got some reps at left tackle today.
Wait, has Trent played right as well?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah, so Trent, I got, yeah. You said right tackle. Yeah. I mean, but yeah. I mean, he could play either side.
Yeah, he can play either side, but he's played right tackle in Urshery. That's not the one that jumped out at me, and we are not going to steal.
Okay, I don't want to dig all his.
I'm just going to do one more.
Okay.
We don't want to steal their thunder. Clint works very hard at
You say that,
at
and you're just going to get a third one
well,
in.
Well, you did know? One, and well, he's got about 12.
No, I wanted to point to it because I thought that was interesting because, again, it feels like this is the reason they brought Trent Brown in. They knew
it could be part of
like because again, I think I've said this consistently. I know that you've had a little bit more belief in Trent Brown's mm-hmm. ability to maybe contribute for this team. I haven't, and I say that with all due respect because Trent Brown is a very large man. And I don't want him to see me in the streets. However, I think Trent Brown, like the benefit that he serves to this team is the knowledge that he might have mm-hmm. on some of the principles, some of the whys of mm-hmm. and the intents of what you're trying to do, as Nick Cayley talked about earlier today, in 11 o'clock hour. I think that he serves as an opportunity to be a coach on the field and trying to divulge some of the details, some of the ways to get this done, especially for someone who is a rookie learning this in Ariante Urshery. He might be Ariante Urshery's big bro. That might be his role.
Right, and whether he plays or not, you're right. But that ties in with my one. And again, I don't want to steal their thunder. They're about to join us. But you have Jake Andrews at center, which is what you know you mentioned.
Mm-hmm.
New England guy, gap scheme, offense. Trent Brown in Ursary's ear. Trent Brown, New England guy, gap scheme, offense. The one that jumped out at me is the second part of this Clint talked about. Titus is locked in at right guard and appears to have gained a few pounds.
Ooh, big boy.
Yeah.
He a guard now.
Power.
He a guard
yeah,
now.
Power.
Which he, then, yeah. I think that does, you're right, that yeah. makes that right tackle mm-hmm. That right tackle position kind of more interesting now,
yeah.
don't it?
Yeah.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.